Mark Rothko is best known for rectangular hazes of color he painted on canvas in the last two decades of his life. Our colleague Olivia Hampton takes us to an exhibition of Rothko's less familiar works on paper that reveal a different narrative on his evolution as an artist. It's in Washington through the end of March.
Mark Rothko's paintings elicit emotional responses from his viewers. He once said, "The people who weep before my pictures are having the same religious experience I had when I painted them." That's true even of his early works. His portraits from the 1930s are fuzzy and speak through colors, and they bleed into each other.
From the very beginning, Rothko was committed to conveying something of the human experience.
That's Adam Greenhalgh, who curated the show at the National Gallery of Art. It's taking place at the same time as a major retrospective at the Fondation Louis Vuitton in Paris. By 1949, you can start to see Rothko experimenting with what became his recognizable format. In one large painting, soft-edged horizontal rectangles glow atop a sunny background.
Rothko decided that recognizable imagery should be pulverized.
Canvases dominated Rothko's work over the course of the next decade, but he produced about 60 smaller paintings on paper in 1958 and 59, with vibrant yellow, blue, orange, and red.
These paintings pulse, they shimmer, they swell, they recede. They're magnetic and compelling.
In the mid-60s, Rothko had a heart attack that limited his ability to handle large canvases and shifted his focus to smaller works on paper. Arnie Glimcher is an art dealer who founded the Pace Gallery. He was also a friend and neighbor of Rothko's in New York.
And he said a brush was completely different going over the paper than it was over the canvas. The canvas has a nub and a texture, and it grabs the brush where the paper was smooth.
Towards the end of his life, Rothko made a series of large, dark paintings. It would be easy to think they reflect his fading health and depression. He took his own life in 1970. Glimcher says that association is too simple and doesn't represent how Rothko thought about color. Glimcher recalls how Rothko once picked out a painting for a woman who came to his studio. It was dark blue, burgundy, and rust.
And she said, "Oh, Mr. Rothko, it's not really what I want. What I want is a happy painting, a red, yellow, orange painting." And he said to the woman, "Red, yellow, and orange, isn't that the color of an inferno?" The interpretation is yours, but it's not necessarily his, and it's not necessarily what the work is about.
During the same period as the dark works, Rothko also created a series of paintings on paper in dreamy pastel tones. An entire room in the show is dedicated to these washes of pale pink and blue, mauve, and lavender.
There's this minimalist touch to those pictures where he lays the brush down in each color only one time or a couple times, and they're not worked over like the oil paintings are. There's this complete freshness, like Zen artists' ink paintings.
It's not just about what's on paper or canvas, but about what it draws out of the viewer, who can join the artist on his path to reaching the sublime. Olivia Hampton, NPR News.